KCMQ Morning Shag Best of Podcast brought to you by State Tech. When you choose State Tech, you are choosing the number one two-year college in the country, and you know that you'll be ready for your career. State Tech graduates make 10% more on average than Missouri regional four-year schools. And with more than 30 degree and certificate programs, you can be whatever you want to be. From the classroom to your career, State Tech is the employer's choice. Learn more at statetechmo.edu.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
What has your job ruined for you? The more I think about it, this job has ruined a lot of things in my life. One, conversations with friends and family and even strangers ruined that for me. Concerts. Because I'm used to standing on the side of the stage. No, I don't want your general admission or lawn tickets.
Mm.
And how about just other radio? Because when I leave here, I turn my radio on, I am overly critical. I mean, have you heard some of these other shows that are happening?
Don't.
Have you heard some of these morning shows?
We work with some very talented individuals. That put together a wonderful show.
I know.
It's just different from ours.
I'm well aware of that. I look at them in the mirror every single morning. I know how talented the people work here, Trevor. I'm talking about the other ones.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
No, that is true. Like, it's on, like, road trips or, you know, if we're vacationing or driving somewhere, listening to radio outside of mid-Missouri now, I get incredibly critical, really bad. I can't just sit back and enjoy
everything. The commercials, yes. The imagery between the songs, the song selection. Even the fiancé is like, can we change? I have a hard time listening to this with you.
I do the same thing when people put on like Pandora or Spotify. I just get very critical very quickly of like, oh, that's the song they wanted to play. Ooh, that's not great.
Or your playlist. Oh, don't put a playlist on in front of me and try to tell me radio's dead because your playlist sucks. And I can break it down. Tempo, speed, artist separation. I can tell you why your playlist sucks.
Artist separation's key. That's very key.
What has your job ruined for you? Heather says, my ability to deal with people of lower intelligence. I now work with so many, I think I've actually lost IQ points.
Oh.
I hear you, Heather. Right. That is relatable.
That is... don't look at me when you say that.
Fraser simply puts, weekdays. Weekdays have been ruined by his job.
Fair. Yes, I could concur with that. It feels like weekdays are set aside just for work.
What has your job ruined for you? 1-800-455-1967. You can call or text or let us know on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
Since mirrors have a tiny delay, your reflection has won every staring contest against you.
The indicator of a well-lived life is having a bunch of moments you wish you could forget. Living it!
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
I made possibly the biggest mistake of my life on Friday. One could argue the only regrettable moment.
Nailed it.
Of my life.
Yeah, yeah. You don't regret that. Not saying regret.
That joke was so comical I couldn't make it through.
Fantastic. Good.
See, I know this gentleman is not only my best friend, but also as Nicholas Kim Coppola. I'm sure the rest of you peasants would know him as Nick Cage.
Yeah, uh-huh, right.
But Friday was his birthday, and I got too caught up in St. Francis County being idiots and untalented hacks.
Don't blame it on St. Francis County.
I got too caught up in Trevor being the alleged Montgomery City Bank pooper.
I am not. I am definitely not.
That I let down my biggest fan, Nick Cage, and not wishing him a very happy birthday.
By the way, how many years in a row is it that you have forgotten about Nick Cage's birthday?
Probably about 9.
Yep, yep. And how long has the show been on the air?
Around nine. So I blame you, Trevor, for distracting me by pooping on the floors of bank bathrooms.
No, I am not the Montgomery City bank pooper. That is not who I am. And you need to start taking ownership for your mistakes, for your misgivings.
To prove to you that Nick Cage is my best bud, I'm going to let you in on a little fact you probably don't know. In no way am I reading this off a mentalfloss.com list.
No.
Nicholas Kim Coppola actually tripped balls with his cat. His cat is named Lewis and apparently enjoys psilocybin mushrooms, got into his stash, and Mr. Cage, being the gentleman he is, was like, oh no, my cat is tripping balls. It's bad to do that by yourself. Let me join you. And then they just laid on the bed and stared at each other for hours.
Good. That's about right. Yes.
But to celebrate and to apologize for this belated birthday shout-out, we put together the Morning Shag Nick Cage montage of his finest acting performances.
Open it! Tell me how to get burned!
Ah, what's up, man?
Oh no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah! Out of my eyes! My eyes! Ah! Ah!
Where is he?
A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V W X Y Z.
Wow.
Give that man another Oscar already.
Right. Yes, another Oscar. Good. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, if Common Core isn't using him to teach these kids the ABCs, I don't know what they're doing.
It'll require some therapy after that, I feel like. Yikes.
I had memorized it. I didn't know it before this break. Now I got it. That's not good.
That's not good that you hadn't had it memorized yet. Yikes.
Happy birthday to my dearest friend, Nicholas Kim Coppola.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Apparently, 5 million Americans will call in sick to work this week. What? Is this like one of those senior skip days? Why wasn't I on the text exchange?
No.
I didn't know anything
about
this.
Okay, all right. With the end of the NFL regular season, the Jacksonville Jaguars are officially on the clock for the 2022 NFL Draft.
And finally, Ben Affleck says, filming Justice League was the worst experience of his life. Which tells me one thing. Ben Affleck never tried watching Justice League.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
Well, it was nice knowing all of you, but I got cruise control set on Easy Street headed to Richtown.
Nobody panic. He's going to be here for a long time. Don't worry about it.
Shags, fart in the jar. The test run. The jars came in. I've been loading my farts. And now I brought in a fart in a jar.
So ridiculous.
There were things I needed to do. If you're new to the show, welcome. What took you so long? I'm on my way out. I'm headed to Easy Street.
No, it's not true.
But we've talked in the past about this reality star that was making like $50,000 a week selling farts in jars. Well, she had a health scare. All that gas buildup put pressure on her chest. She thought she was having a heart attack, so she called it quits. So there's a gaping hole in the market for farts in a jar.
The void that you are poised and ready to fill.
I am here to fill that gaping hole, Trevor.
All right, yes, right, in the market.
Now, I brought in my fart in a jar. You can see a picture of it on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. What sets mine apart from some other farts in jars or FIJs?
No, we're not abbreviating it. No, we're not. No, it's not.
Mine,
it's not a big enough thing.
Comes with a toy. I'm the Cracker Jack of FIJs, the farts in jars.
So stupid.
In the first one, I put a little tiger in there. Huh? Home for your Missouri Tigers? You can have a fart tiger.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Just from the Morning Shag.
I'm sure Mizzou appreciates the hell out of that, I'm sure.
Well, then fine. It's a Joe Exotic tiger. Get over yourself, Mizzou. But I had to do a test run. I need to know how many farts, how long does the fart hold? The nice little cork top in my glass jar is holding nicely. I can't smell it through the... Can't smell it through the cork,
which,
you know, you don't want it seeping. You don't want to be a leaker.
Right, indeed.
But
indeed.
I need to know how many whiffs you can get out of one of these farts.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm hoping the toy absorbed some of the essence so it'll always be on there. But Trevor, I need you to pop the cork and take a couple of whiffs.
Absolutely not. No, I will not do that.
Is there supposed to be condensation on the inside? That's strange. That was a juicy fart, I guess.
Don't.
I'm so excited for this new venture.
I'm so disgusted.
I'm a business owner, man. No, I'm an entrepreneur.
All right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so proud of myself. Farts in the jar. FIJs coming to the Midway Antique Mall soon. Not yet. Still doing test runs.
Have you
still
approved
in its
it?
Experimental stages?
Has the Midway Antique Mall approved this idea?
Proofed it? I don't know. 100 proof.
No.
I farted
approved.
Right in the jar. It's 100 proof.
Approved. Not
sure.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why this condensation.
All right, and we're done. Shut it down.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
Every zoo is a petting zoo if you try hard enough.
Remember, you can't spell slaughter without laughter.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
What would you spend money on to avoid? Gene from Fulton off the texter says, I'd pay good money to not to have to listen to what people would pay money to avoid. Would you now, Gene?
Would you?
3215 Lindustrial Boulevard, Suite 200. You can stop on in and pay me. Well, I mean, we can negotiate the price, I can change this mid-topic. If you're willing to give me some money, you know I'll bail on this bleep.
We could accommodate something. We could work something out, I'm sure. Very interesting, Gene.
Keep that in mind, Gene.
1-800-455-1967, KCMQ.
I work at the Montgomery City Bank. I'd spend money on janitorial services if I didn't have to clean the bathroom floors.
You would pay money to not allow Trevor in the bank.
I am not the Montgomery City Bank pooper.
I'm never going to let you live this down, Trevor.
There is also not a Montgomery City Bank. Like, that's not a name. That's not a name of a bank.
It's like one of those deals when you open up a new account, you get like, Cardinals tickets or a fanny pack, and Trevor just gets cash to not come in the lobby. He can only use the drive-thru.
That actually isn't a terrible, terrible offer. Like, if I would go and do business with a bank if they said, we open this account but never show up here again. I would do that.
The bank is literally paying you to avoid you using the bathroom because you can't be trusted.
That's okay. Once again, I am not the Montgomery City Bank pooper.
Allegedly.
That is, no, that's not even, I am not. Allegedly, it's allegedly if there even is a Montgomery City Bank pooper. As of right now, that is still small town gossip. We have no confirmation.
Well, I mean, if you're the pooper, you're not going to admit to be the pooper. So until I hear it from the Montgomery City Bank themselves, I'm going to just have to assume you are in the lineup of possibility poopers.
If I could hear it from someone who had to clean it up, like if I could hear it like that firsthand account, then I'd believe the story more, right? But so far, it's all hearsay. It's all been hearsay thus far.
Until there's a poopy pile lineup, I just can't believe it.
Okay, all right, that's not, no.
Talk about something I'd pay to see, a poopy pile lineup.
Did that story make like the best of podcast so people can go back and understand what we're talking about?
Yes, it did.
Okay,
it's very simple. Trevor got accused of pooping on the floor in a bank.
I did not get accused
City.
Of pooping on a floor. No. You're already messing it up. You're already messing up the story. Go back to the best of podcast like 2 weeks ago. Listen to it and you'll get caught up if you're curious about what we're talking about.
And Gene, where's my payment? Did you see how nonchalantly I changed the conversation to Trevor pooping in a bank? You're welcome, Gene. Yeah, I really want good. My right. cash.
Check is in the mail. Yeah, continue the conversation on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. What is something you would pay money to avoid? And once again, for clarity, I am not the Montgomery
Allegedly.
City Vancouver. No.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Researchers at Oregon State University discovered that compounds found in hemp can actually prevent COVID from entering human cells, but unfortunately, they can't present their findings until they finish this game of hacky sack.
Priorities.
Hippies.
Yeah. The New York Giants fired head coach Joe Judge. Now, Judge wasn't very popular in New York. In fact, if given the choice of judges, the team would have preferred to go with Judy.
Or Steve Harvey. And finally, he's a judge now. Scientists say extreme wet events have been steadily increasing in California. I mean, most of them can be attributed to OnlyFans, but
No.
Sploosh.
No.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
The TSA just released their annual list of their touches from last year. Good catch, man.
Good catch.
And while there's the usual assortment of guns and weapons, of course, one really stood out to me. That someone tried to fly out of Hobby International Airport in Texas. First, terrible name for an airport.
Okay. Fine.
Hobby? Like, is this just something they're doing in their spare time?
Yeah.
It's not even a job. It's just a hobby to them.
It's just for fun. Yeah.
And when you first walk in, is that the lobby? So is that the Hobby Lobby International Airport?
Okay, the tangent's gone on too long.
Questions. Okay. Bleep off, Texas. Bunch of morons.
Why? Okay.
So someone tried to fly out of Hobby Lobby International Airport in Texas with a meth burrito. Heyo!
Oh, that's... No.
Delicious.
Wait. No, I wouldn't. So is the idea that you're just trying to get the meth like smuggled past TSA, thinking they won't check inside the burrito? Or is it legitimately you're going to eat the burrito with the meth inside?
It's exactly what it sounds like, Trevor. It is a breakfast burrito filled with crystal meth.
I'm just trying to figure out, is the burrito a vessel or is a burrito like it was the burrito like part of the consumption of the meth?
I mean, either way, tomato, tomato. Depends on how high you want to get. And remember, breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
That's what they say. I don't think they're talking about a meth burrito when they say that, but yeah, that's what they say.
I highly doubt you're going to need a cup of coffee after finishing that meth burrito.
that's probably true, yeah.
Going to be going real good.
Going to be feeling on high.
Never been more awake.
I can do anything.
Now, of course, they found weird things like bullets inside deodorant, meat cleavers, chainsaws, firearm, belt buckle.
Oh, wow.
What are you doing with the chainsaw? Are you trying to smuggle that in, or are you just a moron thinking you can just carry on a chainsaw into a plane?
Just put it on the conveyor belt like nothing's wrong. that's mine. I can't. Really? You sure? I'm just going to put it in the overhead bin. It'd be fine.
Now, am I supposed to take the chainsaw out of the computer bag? Are they supposed to be two separate things going through? Morons, man. Just idiots.
Yeah, that's a choice.
Now, the thing I did want to take time to do, because I know some of you don't learn just from listening, but growing up in school, we all found out as kids, if we put it to a song, if we put it to a tune, if we rhyme a little bit, we can remember things better.
Yes, it's true.
So going into 2022, here at the Morning Shag, we're here to help you remember you're not allowed to take meth burritos and chainsaws on the plane. So we wanted to play a song for you that will be stuck in your head for the rest of all eternity. You can thank us later. Trevor, play my jam.
no need to feel down. I said, young man, before you fly out of town. I said, young man, before the plane leaves the ground, there's one thing you must still do. Yeah, young man, step on out of your shoes. I said, young man, then check your carry-on too. I said, young man, and if there's too much shampoo, they just might pull you out of line. You're getting felt up by the TSA. You're getting felt up by the TSA. They check everything in the back and the front, and they probably cup your jaw. You're getting felt up by the TSA. You're getting felt up by the TSA. It's embarrassing if you let out a squeal while some new cops are.
Morning Epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
If the Titanic had avoided the iceberg, chances are you'd never know about it.
Pooping at work is financially the most profitable part of your workday.
Shower Thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeeStireCompany.com.
Today is hump day. Woo! Bang, 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 bang.
Whoa, okay, all right, easy. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday, all right?
Well, yes, it is, Trevor. Thank you for noticing. So can you please set the mood for this wet and wild Wednesday?
I don't agree with this, but okay.
We need to bring the hump back into hump day.
All right, easy.
We need to bring the wet and wild back to a Wednesday, Trevor.
Do we really? It's just a Wednesday.
The adult toy company Adam and Eve just polled over 1,000 adults and asked which day of the week is the best to get it on. We're talking coitus.
Yes. We are. Oh, good. Okay. Thank
bang,
you for
bang,
clarifying.
Bang, 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 bang. Wednesday was last place. Wednesday was the worst day to get your freak on.
Interesting.
What's wrong with Wednesday?
Yeah, why Wednesday?
It literally is called hump day.
That's a good point. It's quite ironic.
And it's called hump day because people used to just have sex all day long.
No, it's called hump day because it's in
office,
the middle of the week.
In the streets, in cars.
You're over the hump of the work week on hump day. That's the idea.
People got beef with banging on a Wednesday.
Okay, all right, yes.
I don't get it. So.
I don't understand it either.
The most popular ones make sense. It's the weekend. Saturday, number one. Friday, number two. Sunday, day of rest, number three.
Oh, well, yeah, and maybe that's it. It's just you're the furthest away from the weekend on either end, right? Like, maybe that's it.
Well, Wednesday, you should get to pick either end.
That's not. Nope.
Bang, 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 bang.
Stop. What is that? What is? Don't do that.
That's
Goodness.
How we celebrate hump day here at the Morning Shag.
I don't know.
We bang, 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 bang,
no,
bang, bang, bang.
I don't like that. I don't like that. That's very weird.
We need to do something about this.
We do.
And I think we start just by bringing the sex back in sexy on Wednesdays.
How do we do that?
Do we need to have the talk about the birds and the bees?
No, wait, hang on.
Is
no,
that
I,
what?
No,
you
no,
don't know
on.
How?
I do not know. All right, no.
I got
right,
a couple of videos you can watch.
Shut it down. No, shut it down.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Today is National Gluten-Free Day, but you may not have known that if you work with someone who avoids gluten because they always keep that fact to themselves.
Right. Very secretive. Scientists have named a tree after Leonardo DiCaprio. It's very easy to identify because it's always surrounded by much younger trees.
And finally, the Illinois State Museum is doing the exhibit on Generation X. If you can't go there in person, you can always watch the virtual tour on Betamax.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
There is only one thing I've been put on this planet to do, and that is save your life.
No, I don't.
You may not know this, Trevor, but I am an unlicensed survival expert.
Sure, okay.
I was trained under the notoriously famous survivalist Grizzly Traeger.
That is a name you made up right now. That is not a
Some people are like, "Oh, what about Bear Grylls?" Well, Bear Grylls learned everything from Grizzly Traeger.
I get it now. I get it. Yes. Well done.
So I am here to help because there's a lot of bad information out there, and I've learned this from first-hand accounts. Shark attacks. What to do in a shark attack.
You've been attacked by a shark.
Swarmed.
Oh, multiple sharks.
Fought off a gang of sharks one time.
Deviant youth sharks in a dark alley.
I messed up.
Yeah.
I ended up in a neighborhood I shouldn't have been in.
You shouldn't have been in there, yeah.
The ocean.
It's their neighborhood, yeah.
And the sharks came out to play. And we all grew up hearing, oh, punch them in the nose. They have soft noses.
Right. Yes.
Bull.
No, don't.
Bull shark all over that.
That's good. Well done.
Their noses aren't really that sensitive. You're better off going after the eye gouge or the gill gouge.
Oh, okay. I've heard that too. Okay.
The eyes and gills, man. That's how I got away.
Focus on that. That's how you survived.
That's how I survived it.
Okay, wow. Yes,
again, this is all first-hand accounts.
Yes, from an unlicensed survival expert, Shags.
Gator attacks. What to do in a gator attack.
You've also been attacked by, I trust, multiple gators.
Oh, no, yeah. I finally fought off the sharks, swam to shore to only be met by a gang of gators.
Same day. Back to back. My goodness.
You never know what life's going to handle.
Of course.
Hand you.
Of course, right.
So if a gator chases you, everyone's like, oh, you're supposed to do a zigzag pattern back and forth.
Serpentine, yes.
Terrible idea.
What?
Because you should just run in a straight line. Yes, gators are fast. No stamina, though. They're lazy. They only want to do a quick burst.
Quick burst.
If you can get far away fast enough, they just give up. And if you're running with a friend, knock them over. And
no,
then there's
wait, no,
there the
that's
tree,
not, that's
and
not.
You've disappeared.
I don't think that's a good idea. That's okay.
Again, I learned this from experience, first-hand account.
So you killed a guy?
Allegedly.
Oh my God.
May or may not still be missing.
Lord.
Finally, if you're stranded on a desert island, never build a raft.
You've been I trust after the shark attack, you swam ashore, were attacked by the gators, you then ran in a straight line to get away, and then got to the other side of the island realizing, oh no, I'm on a deserted island.
Yes.
That's exactly how that happened.
It was a Wednesday. And don't get your hopes up. Don't get excited when you hear deserted island, because there's no desserts at all. It means no one's there.
No, yes, that's correct. It is. Yeah, no one.
So
no,
you were told you should build a raft. Get off the desert island, the desert island. No, no. What you should do is just build yourself a shelter, hunker down, make a giant SOS sign in the sand, and hope you get rescued.
That is true in many instances. You're lost in the woods. Your car ran off the road in a snowstorm. Stay put. Don't leave, because it's a lot easier to find where you were last seen or last, like, where they think you are than wherever you may be now if you tried to go out on your own.
Don't even get me started about getting stranded in a car in a snowstorm on the deserted island. It was just insane.
No, shut it down.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
So do bald people use body wash on their head?
Why are you looking at me?
I'm asking.
I got enough hair in the back. Gotta use some shampoo. Hear me out. They can't fire all of us if all of us don't show up to work.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeeStireCompany.com.
The best thing about this job is I get paid to make bad decisions. And if you know me really well, I'm very good at making bad decisions.
Yes, by definition, you are a professional bad decision maker.
Made a career out of
it,
man.
Yes.
Proud of myself.
Mm, yes, you should be.
The reason I bring this up is because I came up with another idea that's a very bad decision. But everyone's going to love it. They're all going to enjoy it. And
not all of us. We're not all going to enjoy it.
I'm talking about the audience.
The listeners
those
will enjoy
are listening
it, yes.
And watching are really going to enjoy it because we're going to turn it into a video. We were talking about the Arby's new Diablo Dare sandwich. It's supposed to be the hottest sandwich in fast food. You have ghost pepper jack cheese, diced jalapenos, Diablo barbecue sauce, four types of peppers, and even a Diablo bun packed with Chipotle pepper flakes. So, yeah. There's some other shows that are like, oh, we're going to eat the Diablo Dare burger. Boo! Yeah, good for you. It's not enough for me.
It never is enough for
never
you.
Enough. We've got to have a competition.
Right.
Because what's so funny about having one little nibble? I'm like, oh, that's too hot. And then you quit. No. So it's Trevor, me, Joe Los, and our weekend part-timer, Jim Taylor.
Tim Taylor.
Damn it. One of these days.
He sits next to you. Like, your desks are one apart.
Tim Jailer, our weekend guy, will also be a part of it. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a 96 seconds on the clock. We got to eat the burger in 96 seconds or less. The person who eats the least amount of the super hot burger then has to be the first person to smell one of my FIJ's farts and jars.
Don't abbreviate it. It's not a big enough thing for you to abbreviate. It's not. You have to explain it in its entirety.
So the loser then has to take a giant whiff of my fart in a jar because I can't convince anyone else in this bleeping office to try it.
No.
So the person that doesn't, who eats the least amount of the Diablo Dare sandwich from Arby's, then has to put their nose in my fart jar and take a big old whiff.
Which it sounds like the sandwich from Arby's is just nothing but punishment. Every part of the sandwich is made to make you suffer. And then here we are saying the person who suffers the least in that doesn't get off scot-free. No, they have to smell a fart jar.
And there's condensation inside this fart jar.
Oh,
so it really goes
about that.
To show you as a juicy one.
Stop that.
And the thing that sets my farts apart from others is it comes with a toy. It's like a Cracker Jack. And this one, it's a little hippopotamus toy. But it definitely looks like a turd from a ways away.
If the lighting is correct and if the angle is just right.
I'm excited for you to sample this one. This is the one I call hip
hippopotamus. I am not smelling that jar. I am telling you right now.
Sandwich then.
I will not smell that jar.
You better hammer that Sammy.
So I'm already strategizing. Like Joe really likes spicy food. Joe, I'm not going to beat Joe. I'm fine with that. I've come to terms. Tim, I really don't know. Tim, I'm not sure how he handles spice, but I know you. You can't handle the heat.
But I'm tough.
But you are not going to be able to deal. Like, unless you just, like force it all down in one gulp. Like, then that's the only way that you're going to beat me.
Game plan.
If that's the game plan, that's just... It's just
one bite.
Eat the burger in one bite and...
Be done. So around 10:30, to get our guts really going, we'll get on Facebook Live and have the Diablo Fart in a Jar Challenge from the Morning Shag.
Oh my gosh. Somebody get me out of this.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A British woman is facing online hatred for naming her baby Lucifer. Now she hopes to keep all this negativity away from Lucifer and his siblings, Adolf and OJ.
All right. Rush guitarist Alec Lifeson has a new band with a female lead singer who actually sounds 32% more masculine than Geddy Lee.
That's the truth. And finally, General Mills combined Lucky Charms and Cinnamon Toast Crunch into one cereal. So what you're telling me is there was a spill and they just swept them up all in the same box?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Dude, I heard a rumor, and like any true journalist, I'm going to share that rumor. I feel ethically responsible to spread this rumor on the air.
This is very unethical, actually.
I was told, a little birdie squawked in my ear yesterday, that I am the number two. I came in second place in Jefferson City's best 2022 list.
Oh, really? Hang on, kids, because, you know, normally when these things happen, I also get wind of it very quickly. I have not heard anything here. Who did you hear this from?
Well, if you're asking, did you hear it from Jefferson City's magazine, I would have to say no. Okay, I had not heard it from the source.
You have not heard it from the authority on this subject.
Because if I had, I wouldn't have said it's a rumor. And if you ask, I'm not going to tell you, because I know... Being a journalist,
you're not a journalist.
I know the rules and regulations, and I'm not giving up any of my sources. I will go to jail before I give up my source, who told me I'm number two with a bullet in Jefferson City.
Yeah, that's not, I don't think I'm going to go to that.
Which makes a lot of sense, because I consider Jefferson City a number two as well.
No, all right, that's balance in all things. Okay, so again, like, we can't, like, legitimately congratulate you on this because we don't know for certain. It could be anybody at this point, right? Like, we don't know.
I 100% have zero proof that I have been named Jefferson City Magazine's best 2022 second place.
Right, right.
But I'm going to own it.
Of course you are. You're going to run with it and make it awkward if you're not, for sure.
I'm number one at being a number two. I can tell you that right now.
That, I believe,
is that a category in Jefferson City, being number one at being a number two?
That, if it is, you would be number one.
But the thing is, I don't even know what I'm number two at. Am I number two, the number two best elected official?
You're not an elected official.
Am I the number two best unlicensed family therapist?
Well, that's not a category, I'm sure.
Am I number two best daycare center?
I don't know. That's absolutely not. No. I would hope radio personality.
That just seems too boring.
That's a bit too narrow for you. Yeah, yeah.
You're painting me in a corner.
That's it, right.
And you don't do number two in the corner.
All right,
everyone knows that's the number one thing. Okay, number twos don't go in the corner.
So we need to do a little investigating. We need to figure out and maybe make a few phone calls.
What are you talking about? I told you I heard it, so it has to be true.
No,
I'm not investigating this anymore.
That's not how this works.
It's not how journalism works, Trevor.
No, in fact, this is how journalism works. We need to verify the story.
I have one source. That's all I need.
You know,
this is journalistically, ethically correct.
You usually need at least two sources. More is better. So we're going to make some phone calls, and we'll figure this out. In the meantime, stop referring to yourself as the number two of Jefferson City, because I also don't think you hear how that sounds.
Well, Jefferson City's considered a number two as well. Right, we get along very well.
And we're done. Thank you.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
The phrase, "Hello, stranger," is never actually said to a stranger.
You should try it, though. It's fun.
Yeah?
Baby showers have neither a baby nor a shower. That's why I don't go. They're lame. You're lying.
Hello, stranger. Shower thoughts with Elise Tire Company. Visit Ryan and Rubber Elise sells at EliseTireCompany.com.
They say we can now thank parents for a new YouTube record that was set yesterday. Thanks, parents. Don't thank them too soon. Wait till you hear what the record was. The first video to hit 10 billion views with a B, 10 billion views on YouTube, is the 2016 Baby Shark Dance music video.
Stop.
So I bet you're already trying to get that out of your head.
Yeah.
It's been the most viewed video for the last 15 months.
Really?
It just ebbs and flows. It never goes away.
Wow.
And it's not going to go away because Baby Shark has its own cartoon series now on Nickelodeon. They're merchandising, they have toys, they have party decorations, and they're actually going out on tour. There is live tours of Baby Shark.
Oh my gosh.
They're actually going to be headlining this year's Ozfest with Slipknot.
No, I don't believe that at all. What are you talking about?
I did my job, and I went out. So if you say a thing, it doesn't cut. The show is not so vibrant. The reckoning, the sickening. Back at Jigs a virgin, pseudo-sacred, sick perversion. Go drill your deserts, go dig your graves. Then fill your mouth with all the money you will save. Sinking in, getting smaller again.
Yeah, that was just a mashup of Slipknot and Baby Shark. That's not necessarily...
a collaboration.
No, I don't think they collaborated. That was somebody else who put that together.
They got together and are going out on tour.
No, they're not.
Now, listening back to that song, there's some hidden messages in there. Is no one else concerned that the rain is going to kill us all? I mean, I understand that global warming is a real threat, but right, have we gotten to that point already?
Right.
Does Slipknot and Baby Shark know something I don't? Do I need to buy an umbrella? I'm very concerned. The rain is going to kill us all, and no one's doing anything about it.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.